Welcome. Let's talk about something important today. Your worth. There were people who never took the time to understand you. They assumed they knew you, but now they're left watching from a distance, realizing they never truly did. And here's the thing. Your value has risen. The moment you chose yourself, your worth increased. When you stopped settling for less and decided to focus on your own growth, your energy became priceless. Some people can no longer afford to be in your presence. Your light is too bright, your energy too strong for everyone to handle. There are even situations where divine intervention keeps certain people away. They might watch from the sidelines, far removed from your life, because they didn't appreciate you when they had the chance. Now, access to you is denied. You've paid the price for your growth, choosing yourself, walking away from what no longer served you, and embracing your true self. All of it has made you invaluable. What you carry inside can't be bought or replaced. Let's take a moment to reflect. Sometimes life gets so overwhelming, we forget to acknowledge how far we've come. Whether you're dodging challenges, breaking free from negativity, or fighting to stay afloat, don't lose sight of your progress. You might not be where you want to be yet, but you're no longer where you used to be. That growth matters. It's okay to pause, reflect, and appreciate the journey. Growth doesn't always come with loud celebrations. Sometimes it's in those quiet moments when you realize just how far you've come. So keep moving forward. You are priceless, unstoppable, and exactly where you need to be on your path. Healing is a lifelong journey, and that's perfectly okay. You may have overcome one challenge, but as long as you're alive, new growth opportunities will come your way. Don't let that discourage you. Healing doesn't mean you're broken, it's a sign that you're growing. Take a moment to recognize how far you've already come. It's not easy to let go of people or things you once thought would be with you forever. It's painful, and it's okay to feel that. But don't let those feelings make you doubt your progress. Instead, pause and appreciate where you are today. You're doing better than you give yourself credit for. If no one has told you this lately, hear it now. You're doing a great job. You're walking the path meant for you, growing into the person you're meant to be. This journey is about breaking free from anything holding you back. People, places, mindsets, or habits. Sometimes it's not even the person that's the issue, but the energy they bring. Once you recognize that, you can move forward with clarity and strength. For those moments when you feel unseen, know this. You are loved, and you deserve that love. Maybe you've spent so much time giving love to others that you forgot you're worthy of receiving it too. Trust that the love you've poured out will come back to you in ways you never imagined. Remember, some people in your past couldn't handle the privilege of knowing you. They fumbled their chance. But that's okay because you're stepping into your purpose, becoming stronger, and embracing your true worth. As the scripture says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Stay on this path. It's leading you exactly where you need to be. The scripture reminds us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a call to shift your thinking, to align your actions with a higher purpose. For a long time, some of us were caught in the routines of religion, feeling boxed in by rules that didn't lead to true freedom. Religion, when misunderstood, can become a weight, dictating what you can and can't do without showing the love and grace that God offers. This isn't to dismiss the importance of church or the role of good leaders and pastors. They can guide and inspire. But religion alone shouldn't define your relationship with God. True faith isn't about someone constantly pointing out your flaws or telling you how unworthy you are. God's love is greater than that. It's a love that forgives, uplifts, and transforms. You don't need someone else to guilt you into change. If you're connected to God, He will guide you and reveal what needs to shift in your life. Conviction comes from within, not from others criticizing you. Your journey is personal, and no one has the right to judge or tear you down because you're not living according to their expectations. Renewing your mind means letting go of outdated beliefs and breaking free from anything holding you back, whether it's people, habits, or unhealthy environments. When you shift your perspective, you realize you're no longer bound by those limitations. Transformation starts from the inside, and it's a process led by God's love, not the opinions of others. So remember, your journey is between you and God. Stay open to growth, embrace His guidance, and let your renewed mindset set you free from anything that no longer serves you. The chains that once held you, whether emotional, physical, or spiritual, are gone. You're no longer trapped or defined by the past. This transformation goes beyond what people label as sin. It's about renewing your spirit, mind, and confidence. You're stepping into the person God designed you to be. Bold, authentic, and strong, yet humble. You're realizing you don't have to settle for the bare minimum or be anyone's doormat. As your mindset changes, you no longer conform to the patterns of the world. You're not trying to fit into the mold others have set for you. Your growth and individuality can make others uncomfortable because it challenges their mediocrity. Many people spend their days trying to outdo each other, competing for the same superficial goals, yet there's no uniqueness in it. But you've chosen a different path. You've chosen authenticity. Even if all you have to give is love, you offer it with sincerity, and that's rare. Unfortunately, some didn't value that. They didn't take the time to truly see you. Instead, they judged you from a shallow, egotistical perspective. Maybe you didn't have the material things or social status they cared about, so they dismissed you. They couldn't find a way to use you, so they wrote you off. But their judgment missed the mark. You've always been a diamond, even when hidden in the rough. You've faced challenges, grown through them, and emerged stronger. Your worth has never been tied to the superficial things they valued. While they were focused on the surface, God was refining you, and now, as you continue to rise, they're left watching from a distance, unable to ignore the brilliance they once overlooked. Remember, you've always had what it takes. It just needed time to shine. When the dust settles and people look at you again, they see someone completely transformed. But the truth is, you've always been this person. They just didn't recognize it. The wrong people will never see your value, no matter what you do. You could give them everything, your love, time, and effort, and it still wouldn't be enough. The wrong people simply cannot love you the way you deserve. Now, as they watch from a distance, they're beginning to see who you truly are and the person God created you to be. This is why discernment is so important. Not everyone deserves access to your life. God sends people for specific seasons and reasons, and it's up to you to recognize who belongs and who doesn't. If someone fumbles the opportunity to be part of your life, that's not your burden to carry. As you elevate, your value rises too. True worth isn't about what's in your bank account, the car you drive, or the clothes you wear. Real value comes from within. It's in your ability to stay committed, to communicate, and to grow through life's challenges. Some people may think they're high value because of material things, but those things can disappear in an instant. True value is built on character, not possessions. You've done the inner work, and now you know who you are. You've stopped settling and embraced the growth God has for you. That's why some people can no longer be close to you. They can't afford your energy anymore. Every sacrifice, every door closed, was God's way of protecting you and guiding you towards something greater. Trust His plan. Even if it's hard, know that you're being prepared for the blessings ahead. Keep growing, keep shining, and remember, you're exactly where you're meant to be.